You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back, everybody, to Pick and Roll, your NBA betting show right here on the Board YouTube channel, part of the Hammer Betting Network. And we're back for after a winning week, I believe it was last week. We're on a very good run on the show over the last 2 weeks. Today, a little bit scattered trying to get these picks out to you guys. We had one move. We're adding in one late one here, but there's going to be three free picks on the way for you guys today. We're going to have a free pick available at FanDuel. We're going to have one available at either Bet365 or BetMGM. And we're also going to add in another one at FanDuel on the way. So three free picks, but that is not all. If we can get to 50-plus likes while the show is live today, we will also have a bonus big SGP to give out as well. So it's going to be a loaded show for today out of nowhere here. Let's try and get this done. Reminder, we have the bonus big SGP potentially on the way for you guys. So if you do hit that like button, it would be great. It would help us out. It would help us on the help us get to that point. But also, it does do a great job in supporting the show as well. Also, if you're not subscribed to the channel yet, please make sure you do so. Okay, we're going to get started here again. We have three free picks on the way for you guys. We just added one in basically as we went live here. So just adjusting it in the final moments here. But how the show is going to work as normal for anybody joining in maybe for the first time. What we're going to do, we're going to go through all the picks. We're going to go through them all right away. If you feel like tailing to make sure you get the best possible price, you can do so. Feel free to do so. If you'd like to wait to hear the full analysis from Pips, you can do so as well. So, and then we'll get into some topics regarding the Golden State Warriors, who they are very much starting to struggle, and it's helping out Pips' Houston Rockets in their potential bid to get to the play-in tournament. And then we'll talk about, or before that, we'll talk about last week's picks. We'll talk about Friday's picks. And then we'll recap everything that we have for today, hopefully with a big SGP added in as well. Okay, I think we're pretty much finally ready here. Sorry for stalling a little bit as I get everything set up here. But let's jump into the picks that we have on the show today. So first of all, we're going to be going to my Toronto Raptors. And rare we get an over for the Raptors these days, but Gary Trent Jr. has been shooting the hell out of the ball. We're going to take him over 20.5 points for -102 odds available at FanDuel. That is the first of two FanDuel plays for the show. The second play that we have here is available at Bet365 at -125, and it's also available at BetMGM at -130. We had some difficulties with this one moving around before the show, but we're settling in here at -125. For Nikola Vucevic, 15, or Vucevic, sorry, I'll say it correctly for Pips here, 15-plus points and 10-plus rebounds. Again, if you can't get that at Bet365, you can play the same bet at -130 at BetMGM. A little bit juicy here, but still feel as though this is a good price to take. The final play, we're moving into Nikola Jokic under, as the Memphis Grizzlies are at the Denver Nuggets. Sorry for the typo here, this one was added in on the fly, but Vucevic under 27.5 points. That is -120 at FanDuel. All right, bit of a mouthful. Reminder, 50-plus likes today, and we get that bonus big SGP on the show. But let's talk about the picks that we have already out for you guys. First of all, Gary Trent Jr. over on points at 20.5.
Yeah, so the usage for him is kind of crazy. It's with Barrett, Barnes, and Quickly being out. It's just becoming... who can create his own shots, who can get the shots up. Gary Trent Jr. is the one. Insane stuff against last game against the Wizards. He had 36% usage in that game in 35 minutes. Scored 31 points by shot poorly. This is the last six game. He's over in 4 out of 6. Averaged 24.7 points. One game against the Orlando Magic, they kind of got killed from by him in the first one. Then they tried to do a lot better in the second one. They played in a span of 2 days. Then against the Kings, yeah, it was a weird game. 34-point blowout. He still got up 17 shots and scored 18 points. And this is now projected to be a pretty close game today. I think 5.5 spread in this one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if he gets 36 minutes, if he gets 20-plus field goal attempts, he should clear this more often than not. Last game against the Nets, he scored 25, even though I think Barrett and Quickly were playing in that game. Yeah, just the one, like, they don't double. They will just let him shoot. They protect the paint. He's not scoring from the paint unless he's wide open transition layup. He's settling for shots, and that's what they allow. So I'm going with him, hoping for, like, another 20-plus field goal attempts tonight. Because, yeah, no one can do it besides him.
And there's certainly a case to say nobody can do it even with him on the court, but Raptors don't have a lot of choices here. There's, like, against the Wizards, Jamias Ramsey started. He's on a 10-day contract. His 10-day contract ended. So it literally the last game he played for the Raptors, he started. So that's the current state of this Toronto Raptors team. Gary Trent Jr. had 26 field goal attempts last game against the Wizards, as we were saying, and he had 10 free throw attempts. So he comfortably crushed this line and only hit 1-3. He was 1-7 from 3 in that game as well. Gary Trent's been, if Gary Trent's doing anything this season, it's knocking down 3-pointers very efficiently, which he wasn't doing there. If he gets the same sort of usage today, I think we can say that, yes, he has every opportunity to go over on this point line. Okay, going back to that second play there. This is on Nikola Vucevic. You're taking him 15-plus points, 10-plus rebounds. What do you like here about Vooch?
Bob, this is the best matchup in the league. He goes against the team, allows most points to opposing centers and most rebounds to opposing centers. So that's usually a rare thing, but they are ranked 30 in points allowed to opposing centers and 30 in rebounds allowed. And rebounds are by quite some margin, like, they allow 18 rebounds to opposing bigs, and the second place Hornets allow 16.5, which is huge margin of yeah. They don't even try to contest rebounds. Last game, it was a blowout win by the Bulls. Vucevic had 29 and 13. This one, Kobe White is back, so maybe a bit less on scoring-wise, maybe not 29, but I can see him another 20 and 15 game if it somehow stays close, and I don't trust Bulls blowing out anyone. So yeah. I think this is a great. So he has a huge size advantage over Rishaun Holmes, size, strength, everything wise.
Yep. Yeah. Rishaun Holmes, almost out of the league at one point, but getting significant minutes now with this Washington Wizards team. I mean, the end of the season brings out just the strangest of lineups here. And obviously, that's what we're getting with a couple of these plays here. Let's go to our third play here. This is Nikola Jokic, under 27.5 points. You mentioned the Bulls. You don't trust them to blow out anybody. I feel like blowout is something that could be on your mind for this under here.
Yeah. And obviously, blowout and him not giving a flying fuck about this game, like he usually does have in games when they are at home and huge favorites. Also, even if he tries to score, it's not easy to score against Jaren Jackson Jr., even for Nikola Jokic. He'll really need to force the stuff out to crash this line. And yeah, I think they arrested him last game, and they will be cautious with his minutes and be cautious with his overall workload. So I think he will just pass it out, hit shots, and blow out by this mid-third. And Jokic ended up the game with 20 points, triple-double, and that's it.
All right, so nice, easy for Jokic on the handicap under 27.5 points. Currently sitting at 46 likes on the show. Thank you so much, everybody. We are four away from getting to the big SGP on the show today. I feel like we will get there. But before we do, let's talk about what we did on the previous show's plays. So if you can, you know, bring back the memory to Friday, we had a 1-1 day to finish the week. Seemed early on in the day like it definitely could have been a 2-0 day, but Cade Cunningham got out to a hard start and slowed down for the rest of the game here as the Pistons ended up getting, you know, albeit we knew they'd get wiped against the Celtics, but Cade definitely had an opportunity to go over here. Ends at 15. We needed 21. He had six in like the first 5 minutes of this game, but could not follow it up. Second play here is Zion Williamson, under 27.5 points, over 3.5 assists. He almost, I actually didn't check quite the final box score, but if I recall, he was close to having more assists than points in this one. This was one of the most no-sweat wins of the season. He did not care to score at all. Pips, I'll hand over to you. Let's start with the Cade one, because you were a bit upset about that on Friday. Maybe you've cooled down the weekend on it, but yeah, what did Cade do here in this game? He just stopped scoring.
Yeah, he I don't know why he decided to move off the ball a lot in this one. After the hot start, he was kind of letting the ball, handling stuff to Ivy and Sasser, and they were going to post ups for Wiseman, who scored 24 points. So that kind of stuff worked. I mean, Celtics were without Jrue Holiday, Tatum, and Horford. So I kind of expected both Pistons to like stay close to the fourth quarter. Cade did came back in the fourth, didn't do anything. So yeah, this one, stinker. And yeah, I mean, he did shot poorly. He shot 6 from 17 after a good start, only had 2 free throws. So yeah. That's just it.
Yeah. So unfortunate that. But the other play that we had was with Zion Williamson. I was watching the Raptors here, so I wasn't as in tune with the rest of the games here. But what was going on here? Zion Williamson has been unbelievable to end the season here. But in this game, just absolutely no points. Great for us. Doesn't even come close for his over. But was it just as expected from the Miami defense, but even more, maybe more severe than you thought?
Yeah, it was insane. And the Miami defense isn't great over the last couple of days. Last night, they completely shut down the Cleveland Cavaliers. It was painful to watch that stuff. But their offense sucked, and it was a blowout win for the Pelicans on second night of the back-to-back, which is insane. And without Brandon Ingram, that's tough. He had 4 assists and 4 points in this game, so this cash. But John only played 24 minutes and didn't even, like, yeah. If he played it all entire game, he probably ends up with, like, 13 points and, like, 7 assists, which is absolutely great for us. But good thing he got at least 4 assists, so we don't end up a loser on a great read.
Yeah. What a weird stat line. But yeah, they crushed the Heat after the Heat had talked a lot of smack after the Pelicans beat them earlier on in the season. Pelicans are an interesting team. I'd say at this point they should have home court advantage for the playoffs. The Clippers are faltering. The Pelicans are only getting better here, and right now the Pelicans are only, I think they're half a game back of the Clippers. That's going to be an interesting one to follow for the rest of the season. But keeping with interesting things to follow the rest of the season, we spoke about on Friday the Houston Rockets and their ability to push for the final play-in tournament position. And Pip said it's going to be down to the Golden State Warriors. They have been very much struggling as the Houston Rockets are catching fire here. And there were a lot of conversations about how the Warriors have played in the clutch recently. Pips, what has been maybe one of the main factors the Golden State Warriors are faltering late on in the season here, and how can they alleviate some of the stress that they take on in these pressure situations to come away with more wins?
I mean, overall, they played a good game last night, and there were some stuff that's absolutely absurd. They were down two with 8 minutes left, and it was a dead ball, and Sticker didn't bring back Curry. And 60 seconds later, it was a 10-point game, and Wolves are running away. And Steph Curry ended up playing 29 minutes in the game, not even up to 30. And he was plus six, while they lost by four. So 10-point spread with him off the court. So doesn't make any sense. Like, it wasn't even a back-to-back. It was like they are not playing today. Like, it makes no sense. Like, for a guy that's your best player, that does everything great for you, like, you depend on him a lot, and you just don't bring him back when you need to. Like, I understand that they were up 10 and you want to save Curry for the last couple of games. They were down. And he decided to leave him on the court, on the bench. If he came back at that moment, he ended up playing 32 minutes. Like, that just doesn't make any sense. And late into the half, I think that got engagement, a lot of engagement from me on my feed. I shared a clip where Kuminga completely fucked up the play and got benched next possession. They ran a set for Curry to get open in the corner, and they passed the post up to Kuminga. He was supposed to kick it out. He started going isolation, post up with his back and lost the ball, turnover. They were, at that point, 3 minutes left, down three. So it was almost a key possession, one of the key possessions, and you just can't allow that stuff to happen. And Kuminga, is like, he's athletic beast. He's still 21 years old, but he sucks on defense and makes so many poor decisions. Like, his awareness, basketball IQ is just like completely far off to be ready for serious basketball, and that's why he doesn't close so many games for them, and he shouldn't.
We did talk about the Rockets on Friday. At this point, I'd like a prediction here. If you had to predict which of the two teams will make the final play-in transition, do you think it will be the Rockets or the Warriors?
I'll say 70-30 for the Golden State Warriors because of the schedule. Mm-hmm. But we have a game, Rockets, and also they won three out of the four against the Rockets this season. So if they are tied, yeah. So if they didn't have a tiebreaker, I'd probably like be like almost 50-50, like 60-40 for the Golden State Warriors. But this way, like, I looked at the schedule and counted the wins and losses for both teams, and I had Rockets like winning two more, but they will then end up in a tie, and then like, and that's even when if Rockets win against the Golden State Warriors directly. So yeah, it's tough for Houston to catch up, but you never know. Like, Houston can win some games that they are not supposed to win, like the one against Magic or Dallas. So we'll see.
Yeah, but they have plenty of opportunity to catch the Warriors with the way things are going right now. That is going to be a fun one to follow for the rest of the season, especially for a young team like the Rockets. But before we wrap up the show, last time I checked, we're at 49 likes. Very sure we'll hit 50. We might even be at 50 as I double check. We're over 50 now. Thank you so much, everybody, for the support today. Appreciate all the likes. Appreciate all the love. We're getting to the end of the season here. Have no fear. There's still going to be content the rest of the way. There still will be content in the playoffs and in the offseason, so keep it locked with the channel. But it's time to go to the big SGP. So this one is available at BetMGM. Now, somebody in the chat mentioned that they had a parlay token available on BetMGM. I also had one this morning, so I would check in to see what you have available to yourself for this one to improve on the plus 320 odds that you can get for this play in the Suns and Spurs game. We're going half a unit as always for the big SGPs here. Feel free to play it at any number. Feel free to play it, at any unit size you would like, but we would recommend something in the range of half a unit here. We're going to go to Pips' favorite player, Yusuf Nurkic, 10 plus points and 10 plus rebounds. And we're going to go add on Bradley Beal, over 5.5 assists, and Kevin Durant, 21 and over 21.5 points. Pips, you are not a fan of Jusuf Nurkić, so you must really like something from this game if you're going to him here. What do you see matchup-wise overall in this game?
Yeah, this is like Wizards had the best matchup and sports second best matchup for bigs. Last game, it was a blowout. He only played 21 minutes. He had 10 rebounds and 6 points. 6 points while missing so many. Like, he was 3 from 7, and all 7 were from the restricted area. He's a big idiot. I think he could be the worst big, like, skilled big finisher ever around the rim. Like, his touch is just completely opposite of Jokic. And even though they are almost neighbors, like, they are from the same part of the world, but Nick Nurkić is just insane.
But this game,
wide open layup, I'm like, yeah, normal stuff. Yeah, Nurkić, insane. But for a part of the same game parlay, I think it works. I think he can get to a double-double here, and Beal is playing like main creator for the Suns. Last game, it was a blowout. He got 12 assists. 7-plus assists in 6 straight games for the Suns. So, yeah, his usage in some games is like 12%, like PJ Tucker usage. But he's handling the ball while he's creating for others. And it seems like last couple of games, Suns have been comfortable. So, maybe that turns out to work for them. So, yeah, I'm going with this. And KD, no one to guard KD. Wembanyama in deep drop coverage. KD cooked last game easily. So yeah, I'm just like, if this time can stay close game, this should be a winner. If not, still some decent chance to be a winner. So I like this one, and we got a pretty good odds for this to cash.
And I know we're having fun here with Nurkić, but he is a guy who averages over 10 points per game. He's averaged closer to 20, or sorry, above 15 points per game in other seasons. So he's definitely a player who can score, especially if he is getting good looks against the San Antonio Spurs. So there is your big SGP. Once again, thank you, everybody, for the support on today's show.
I'll say this. For a guy, how many bigs in the history? He has 7 foot, 300 pounds, that can handle the ball, can make, so like he's not a complete idiot, can pass the ball, like, decently.
Coordinated.
So, yeah, he's not like a Gobert type of big that can only run and dunk. So he has some skills, but he's so unable to finish inside. Like, you have so much, like, he was posting up Zach Collins, who is like a child next to him. Like, that size advantage is like insane. And he missed 2 straight, like, layups, hooks over him. Like, he's just, English for it. But we have it for, like, he's like a log, like, I don't know how you like the stump of the tree, like the like when you cut the tree and the thing that left. How do you say?
A tree stump, a stump.
Yeah, a tree stump. Nurkić is a tree stump. Like, that's how he in Balkan, Croatia, Serbia, and Bosnia would describe him as a player.
You're doing a great job of selling the play to all the viewers here. This is the guy you want to bet 10 plus points today, apparently.
Yeah.
But matchup driven, he does score above 50%, which is easier when you're always in the restricted area.
I don't have the shirt on, but it's date our feelings, so this is the one.
That's a good point here. So there are the 4 plays for today, including the bonus big SGP. Once again, thank you everybody for supporting the show today. We got like 40 plus likes really quickly today. So everyone was ready for that big SGP. Thank you again, everybody. We got shows coming every weekday morning this week. So keep it locked on the channel. Here are the 4 plays on the way. First of all, in the Nets and Raptors game, hoping for Gary Trent Jr. to be chucking shots today. And we're expecting it. Over 20.5 points for him. -102 at FanDuel as the Raptors host the Brooklyn Nets. Second play of the day is in the Wizards and Bulls game. It is -125 at Bet365 or -130 at BetMGM to get Nikola Vucevic 15-plus points and 10-plus rebounds. And our third normal play, standard play at one unit, is in the Grizzlies and Nuggets game. We're going Nikola Jokic under 27.5 points, minus 120 at FanDuel, hoping Jokic is just taking it easy and blowout potential to lose his minutes. The bonus big SGP, once again, in the Suns and Spurs game is Yusuf Nurkic, 10-plus points and 10-plus rebounds, Bradley Beal over 5.5 assists, and Kevin Durant over 21.5 points. All right, guys, let's hope for a big day here with four plays on the way. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow to recap it all on Pick and Roll. Hope to see you there.